Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mokori di yaka. Okori di yaka. Shere yo la boko. Thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are King. You are righteous and holy. There is no God great like you, no God holy like you. You are Almighty King, Almighty Father. We bless your holy name. We praise you today. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in. Come in on Bible Storyland this morning, oh God. Come in. Amani ni eke ore di yaka. Moko sheba ka di yoko. Moko sheba ka di yoko. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning that you are King. You are Lord. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy glorious holy name. Hallowed be thy glorious holy name. Maka shede yobo ko sheba ka di yoko. Amade yeke ora di yaka. Oh, we praise you today, Lord God. We bless you today, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. Come in, O God, in the holy, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praises, all praises, all praises to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Nobody great like you. Nobody mighty like you. Nobody holy like you. You are King and you are Lord. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy glorious holy name. Hallowed be thy almighty God. Hallelujah. Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Makori di yaka. Shere di yoko. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amanene yoko di yaka. What a great God you are. What a holy Father you are. King of kings. Lord of lords. We bless your holy name. We praise you today. You are almighty. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Well, good morning. Good morning, Bible Storyland family. We welcome you. We thank God for you. It is family day today. We serve the Most High God, the creator of your family, the creator of my family, the creator of all the families in every continent. He knows your name. He knows your fingerprints. He knows your voice. He knows your footprints, even your Social Security number. He even knows your house number, what street you live on, where you were born, and when you're going to leave the earth. There's nothing that our God does not know. He is a holy God. He's a righteous God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We honor him. We bow down before him. We humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. What a great God he is. What an awesome Father he is. He is Lord. He is our shepherd, leading us in the paths of righteousness. I thank the Lord today for each of you, because he created us. Hallelujah. And he created us in his image. So we cover ourselves this morning with the blood of Jesus. We cover our families, our possessions, with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect our lives from destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us. Let your glory be our covering and protect our backs, O God. Hold us up and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it and we are safe. Lord, you make us dwell in safety. Set us in a safe place, O God, from those who puff at us. Let us dwell in our land safely, Lord. Lead us safely, Lord God, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies, O God. Let us lie down and rest in safety. We dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your almighty eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand. Cover us with your feathers. Be our defense. Be our refuge, O God. Defend us and deliver us, O God. Let your glory be our defense. Defend us from those who rise up against us. Lord, you are our shield and our hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield. Lord, you are our sun and shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. What a great Father you are. What a great Father you are. What a great Father you are. We love and adore you. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because you are a shield for us. You are a strong tower from our enemies. And we bless your name this morning in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, Bible Storyland. We have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. Hallelujah. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you this morning?
How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing great. I will do what a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. We bless the name of the Lord this morning because he is our God, our creator, our Father. He created us in his holy image. And what a great day it is to praise the Lord, to honor him. He said, let the upright praise him. Let the righteous people, those people that call on my name, those people that I chose, those people that I chose to be my very elect daughters and sons. That's the one who's giving him high praise today. So we thank the Lord this morning. We bless his holy name. He's awesome. He's mighty. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And you know what he said in Matthew 6, 9 through 13? He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's what he taught his disciples. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful that the Most High God loves us. We're his disciples. We are to go about doing good in the earth realm. So I thank God for the privilege of being able to call upon his name. But even more so than that, I thank him that he give us grace and favor on a daily basis. He is Lord. Hallelujah. He's no respecter of persons. Grace and favor he gives out to his children. He gives good gifts to his children, and he doesn't add any sorrow. What a great God he is. He even chastises when we get off the path. He reminds us, hey, you belong to me. I paid a come humbly before our heavenly King today. He is holy, he is divine, he is sacred, and he is pure. And he said that we're to be pure like him, holy like him, even in our thoughts. He said, think on these things. He even taught us how to think. He said, look, don't lean to your own understanding. Your understanding is not the understanding that I want you to have. He said, yeah, I give you wisdom, but above all, get understanding. His understanding, his ways are higher, his thoughts are higher. We may not understand how he's leading us, but through faith, by faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So by faith, we know and we believe in the Most High God. We believe that he sent Jesus and he raised Jesus up on the third day. Hallelujah. That's why. Hallelujah. On the third day. And he lives. You know where Jesus is. He's on the right hand of the Father, praying for you, interceding for you and for me. So today, Micah, he says, Micah 6:6, with what shall I come before the high God? Shall I bring an offering? Micah 6:8, God has told us what is good and what he requires of us, to be just and to love and diligently practice kindness, compassion, and walk humbly with God. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Today is family day. As a family, we have to seek God on how we should live daily, how we should be as husbands, how we should be as wives, how we should be as parents, how to train our children God's way. God created marriage. He created families. God has written in his word how husbands and wives should live, how children should live. We must consult the great and mighty I Am, our Father, on his plans for the family. Praises comely for the upright. You know we're the upright children, those who are called by his name. We got his mark upon us. Yep, his mark is on us. When we go out, you know, people say, hey, you a man of God? You a woman of God? They know your light shining bright. You may not see it, but others see it. Even people of the world see your bright light shining, and they know if you are a man of God. They know if you are a woman of God. They know the children that are handpicked by God, even from the babies up through the young adults. They know them because their lights are shining bright. Hallelujah. Even the world can see the bright light. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord this morning. Yep, it is praise time on Bible Storyland. Psalms 33:1, praise is appropriate for those who love God and who walk morally upright, who walk in moral integrity and godly character. Let's praise our God with songs and spiritual songs. Well, we have Pastor Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Pastor Donna Hawkins, the woman of God who goes throughout the earth praising God. She goes from city to city. Oh, yeah, state to state, praising the Lord. It's time for her to hit out the country. I hope she got that passport ready. It's time for her to go to foreign lands and begin to praise like never before and begin to proclaim that Jesus is Lord in different countries outside America. What a great God we are. Good morning, Pastor Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. Speak it, my sister. Speak it, speak it, speak it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's praise time this morning. What are you going to sing this morning on Bible Storyland?
I'm going to sing Somebody Prayed for Me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. My mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My Father prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. Lord Jesus prayed for me in the Garden of Gethsemane, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Amen. Amen. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for me. Who are you covering? God called us to cover. Yeah, to cover each other in prayer. Who are you covering in prayer? And who's covering you? It doesn't matter, long as somebody's praying and covering you in prayer, because somebody prayed for you to get you into the kingdom. Somebody prayed you through. So we got to stay on the wall and pray, and pray some more, and pray some more. And then we got to pray, and we got to remember, we got to cover each other in prayer. We got to cover each other in prayer. We got to call on the name of the Lord like never before. We got to call on the name like on the Lord like never before. It's praying time, in case you didn't know. Somebody prayed for you. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. She's the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Those are some singing women, some praying women. We thank God for each of you. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing? She's on. She got a phone number.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here. Listen, we're going to a women to women conference today. The girl that does my hair, the girl in the shop is having it on Evergreen at 10 o'clock. I'm trying to get ready to go to that. So she wanted me to come, so I'm going, and I'm ready. I've heard all the good songs already, so you
Amen.
Know I'm getting ready. Ready to sing. Shabby old place.
All right.
Okay. As I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the red road tracks. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talk about a good time. Oh, yes, we used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent in an open field. The folks would come from miles and miles, traveling over rocks and rills. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah. We used to have a good time. And as I made my way back, and I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track, just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I remember when I went to a little old church, little shabby church, in Ohio. That's where God saved me when I was 16 years young. I thank God for those little old churches. Yeah. Yeah,
yes,
we used to have a hand clapping good time in that little old church.
Hey,
thank the Lord for those great memories where we look back. When we were young, go to church, sing with the praise team, sing with the youth group. Yep, God had a plan. We didn't even know he had a plan, but he always had a plan from the foundations of the earth. So we thank God this morning for what he's doing in each one of us. You know, somebody prayed for us in that little old church. Somebody prayed for us. They prayed us through. They said, Lord, save us. Lord, save him. Lord, save that one. Save that one right there. They were praying. Somebody prayed for us in that little old church. So we got to pray for somebody else in a little old church, in a big old church, in a humongous church, you know, them mega church. We got to pray, 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 and pray some more. Just because they go to church don't mean they saved. People go to church all the time, come out cussing, going to the club, doing everything they big enough to do. But guess what? The preacher might not have seen it, the elder, the deacon may not have seen it, but God Almighty sees everything. He already know what you're going to do before you do it. He's Almighty. Well, we'll continue to praise God this morning. We have Sister Ruther on with us this morning from Fernandina Beach, Florida. She's going to say a poem. She's a writer. She has that scribe's anointing. She writes, and so she's going to read, say one of the poems that she wrote. Good morning, Sister Ruther. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to everybody. The poem that I'm going to do is one that I wrote entitled, I'm Going to Put It in the Atmosphere. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. I am a child of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. I know my Redeemer lives, because he lives in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere.
Oh, my God. Whoa. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. My God, that was awesome. Oh, God, that was awesome. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. What we're going to put in the atmosphere? We're going to speak the word of God. What you say is what you get. So we got to continuously speak the word of God over ourselves, over our families, over our cities, over our nation. We can't speak the news. You know what's happening in the news. Did you hear about this? No, we can't speak the news. We got to put it in the atmosphere, the word of God. The word of God. We're the children of the Most High God. He said, let there be, and there still is today, light on the earth. So we got to put it in the atmosphere. We got to say what God said. What you say is what you get. Speak the word. Put it in the atmosphere. I thank God for that poem. Oh, my God, what a great poem that was. So we got to start putting in the atmosphere, speaking those things as though they be. Yep. Thank God for the word of God. Woo, that was awesome. Well, we're going to call on Karen Itell to play another song of praise in just a few minutes. And then the word of God is coming forth. We thank God for the word of God. So I'm going to ask Karen if she will play What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Karen, you there?
I will do that. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
We'll do it.
In Jesus. You know, there's no greater friend like Jesus. You know, he gave his life for us. He only had one life, but he gave his life for us so that we could have eternal life. He's great in the heavens, great in the earth. All the angels are bowing down before Jesus, bowing name of our God. So we thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing in all of us. God is doing a work in all of us. Sometimes, you know, it seems like we're going through a crisis. And you go like, oh, my God, how much more can I take? And we got to remember the word. We got to put the word in the atmosphere. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And sometimes, you know, we're in the fiery furnace. And we got to say, in the fiery furnace, I can do all things through Christ. We got to put the word in the atmosphere. We got to put the word out there in the atmosphere. And remember, somebody's praying for you. God has assigned people to pray for you. And you know what? When God wake you up early in the morning or late at night, you got to pray. He waking you up for a reason. He's waking you up to pray. So you got to pray. You know what we do? We so constantly in somebody else's face, but we got to constantly be in the face of the Lord. He's an awesome God, a mighty King. And so I thank the Lord this morning that we could call on his name. We got to put the word in the atmosphere. We are children of the Most High God. We serve a great King. He's holy, and he's requiring holiness of us. We got to be, oh, yeah, we got to be on our knees continuously. We got to praise him continuously. Well, Miss Lou Dell is with us this morning. And she's from Apple, Georgia. She's a young woman. She turned 96 in February. So we thank God for Miss Lou Dell this morning. Right before our speaker come on, Miss Lou Dell is going to sing. Good morning,
yes.
Miss Lou Dell.
Yes, ma'am. Try Jesus.
All right. Woo! I love it. Go ahead.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Oh yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I say try Jesus. He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him. He's all right. Amen. Amen.
Ooh, amen. If you ain't tried Jesus, you got to try it. I tried it. Udell tried it. I
yes.
Thank God.
Thank
that we could try Jesus.
Yes,
he's all right.
He's
no matter
right.
What situation we face, we could try Jesus. In the lion's
that's
den, he
yes.
Goes just the mouth of the lions. We got to try Jesus.
Try.
We got to say, Lord, I'm in this situation, and
yes.
I know no way
yes.
out, but he going to. Bring us out. He going to check the mouths of the lions. You know, when they
yes.
come roaring, even before they can roar, even before
uh-huh.
they teach show, he going to shut their mouth. Because
yeah.
when you try Jesus,
oh,
oh
yes.
my God, I want you to
yes,
know
sir.
He's all right. I tried it. Ms. Liddell tried it. You tried it.
I tried it.
He's all
you
right.
tried it. Everybody tried. Tell the congregation to try him. He's all right.
He's all right. I know, because I done tried him for 96 years, so I know he's all right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. So it's time for the Word of God this morning. Mm-hmm. Our speaker today is no stranger to Bible Storyland. He is called of God to bring the broken to Christ for rebirth, restoration, renewal of life. We are grateful that he lives a surrendered life to Father God, and he is available to be used by Father God. So let's welcome Pastor Johnny McCray. He's the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning, Minister G. Thank you very much. Good morning, Bible Storyland. Good morning, Sister Ludell.
Good morning.
Pastor and ministers and praisers and worshipers and everyone in a very special place that God has placed and called and chosen them to be and who are operating in the capacity of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is truly a great day today. Amen. This is a marvelous day, a wonderful day. Amen. God woke us up this morning with our right mind, our health and strength. Amen. To be able to come together. Amen. It's a glorious thing when the saints of God come together. Amen. Seeking the face of the Lord. Amen. And we just want to take a moment just to praise and to worship and to honor God this morning, because he is a sovereign God. He's righteous. He's just. He's merciful. He's kind. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He's long-suffering. I know somebody know what I'm talking about, because he's still suffering with us. Amen. Through our frailties, through our choices, our mistakes. Amen. And our press. Amen. As we are pressing towards the mark, God is still suffering and with us, long-suffering. Amen. He's one that would never give up on us.
Sure enough.
Says that. Brethren, my heart desire for Israel is that they be saved. Amen. And that's God's desire for us, that no one, amen, should be lost. Amen. But that is his heart desire, because God is so full of love. Amen. So full of kindness and meekness and gentleness. Amen. God is a God that he can become angry, and he knows wrath. He's familiar with wrath. Amen. But God is so forgiving. Amen. And his love abides forever and ever and ever. Amen. It's a faith. Amen. Amen. Faith will pass away. Amen. Hope will cease. Amen. But the love of God, amen, endures forever. Amen. So we can rejoice this morning. Amen. Knowing that it's the love of God that is sustaining us, the love of God that is keeping us. Amen. Because if it was should have been, we all should perish. We all should be cast into the lake of fire. We all should be cast, amen, in hell. And death should have dominion on us. But because Jesus came, hallelujah, to show the true love and the pure love of God for mankind, amen, he brought redemption, amen. And we're rejoicing in that this morning, amen, that we are still able, amen, to spread the good news. Amen, that Jesus came, amen, to save the lost, amen, to save those that are sick and those that are bound, amen. Jesus came, amen, with mercy that endures throughout all generations. Jesus came, amen, to give us another chance. And amen, as a matter of fact, for some of us, he gives us a chance after chance after chance. Hallelujah. Oh, man, we just want to honor God this morning. Amen. Amen, because he watches over our family. Amen. He watches over us, amen, consciously, continuously. Amen. The Bible says that God is true to his word. God watches over his word, and he's true to perform it. Amen. So all the promises of God, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about how good he is this morning. Amen. I woke up this morning, amen, rejoicing and grateful and thankful, amen, that I got a father, amen, that understands his son, Amen. I got a father that understands his daughters. We got a father that understands our families. We got a father that understands our ways and our means and our actions and our deeds. We got a father that knows our thoughts. We got a father, amen, that knows, amen, our frailties. Amen. We got a father that knows what we're going to do before we do it. Thanks. What we think before we think and speak, amen, before we even speak. And he already knows. Amen. Amen. There's nothing hidden from him. Amen. He's a God that never changes. Amen. If he tell you today, whatever he tell you today, he's going to do. Tomorrow you can depend on it. He's going to do the same thing. What he told them 50,000 years ago he was going to do in his word, he's still doing the same thing. Amen. He's a God that his word is true. His word is pure. Hallelujah. Hey. He's a father that is truly the father who is the head of the family. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk this morning about family on Family Day about, amen, the problems of Genesis. Amen. Amen. In the book of Genesis, we have problems begin to start for the family. Amen. When God put the family together with Adam and Eve. Amen. Amen. God put the family together. The problem first started, amen, when we went against the Father himself, amen, in the Garden of Eden. You know how Father, he said, don't do this. Don't go to the store, amen. Don't spend all your money, amen. Don't go out into the streets. Don't hang out with them boys. Don't do this and don't do that. He said, but everything else you can do, amen. You can go to the movies, amen. You can go over here. You can be with this and you can have that. And I provide this for you and I provide that for you, amen. But don't do this, son. Don't do this, daughter. The problem began in Genesis for the family. But mom and daddy did it anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the problems of Genesis started with the family. Amen. And we must recognize, hallelujah, we must recognize where the problem started. Amen. And who can fix it? Amen. Amen. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to who can fix it. Amen. And there's only one that can fix it. Amen. The problems of Genesis. Then after the problem with the mother and the father, with the father, amen, then came the son. Hallelujah. Amen. The children, amen, that same problem fell down on the children. In the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse starting with verse 1, it said that Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And through a process of time, as time passed, Cain brought the fruit of the ground for an offering unto the Lord, and Abel also brought the first chilling, amen, the firstling of the flock and the fat thereof. You know the story. And the Lord had respect for Abel and the offering, but Cain and his offering had no respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto him, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Hallelujah. Family got sin at the door. And upon thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Amen. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's
keeper? Yes.
Amen. Brothers are raising up against brothers today, mm-hmm, in the family.
Yes.
Amen. You may say that you are not a kin, but we are kin. Mm-hmm. And brothers are raising up against brothers. But God has called us, the body of Christ, the true believers, those who are carrying the anointing, amen, to be thy brother keeper, to be thy intercessors, to be thy standing in the gap, to be thy, hallelujah. We have to, as family, of the body of Christ, that those who God has empowered, amen, with his anointing. God has empowered with his spirit. God has given the power and authority over sin, amen, that we have to stand in the gap, church.
Shall know.
When a brother raise up against a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, because that is the problems of Genesis that was back in Genesis, and the same problem that was going on in the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden are the same problems that we are facing today here in Jacksonville, here in Louisiana, here in Illinois, here in Chicago, here in California, in New York, amen, here in Asia, here in Afghanistan, here all over this world, the same problem that spreads like a wildflower, amen, the family, hallelujah. It's the same family. The family is worldwide. It's not just your family and your home that we're talking about here this morning. I mean, it's the family, amen, in America, South and North America, the families in Asia and in Africa, the families in China, in Japan, and all over this world. Because Jesus said, go out into all the earth, all the world, and spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What it is, the good news is that the problems of Genesis can be fixed and only be fixed by Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was looking at that word family, and I sort of like broke it down and said the F in family could stand for faith. Amen. Before we can do anything about the problem in our family, we got to have faith. You find that in the Word of God. It comes in Hebrews 11 and 1. Hallelujah. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of that which is not seen. Then verse 6 says, without faith, you can't please God. Hallelujah. And if God is not pleased, that's because the problem is still the same. And we're still saying, am I not my brother's keeper? I'm not my brother's keeper. Oh, God is saying, you got to keep your brother today. Man, it don't matter how young, how old you may be, no matter what your title in the church, it doesn't matter what mantle you hold in your hand, you got to keep your brother today. Amen. You got to stand in the gap. You can't stand across the street and holler over. You got to go and touch. Amen, amen. You got to touch, amen, so that the anointing, that's what the A stands for, the anointing of God can flow. Amen. We got to get down in the gutter. We got to get down in the midst of God's people. Amen. Hallelujah. But God said, I do not give you a spirit of fear, because we got so many saved folks are so scared today.
Uh-huh.
Scared to go out amongst the people where the problem is. Amen. Hallelujah. God wasn't scared to go to Cain. God had no fear of going back to Cain. And the same spirit that's in God is the same spirit that is in the believer. Amen. They with power and authority over sin. Amen. Because he told him that sin is at the door. Amen. If you don't get rid of the sin at the door of your family, or your sons and your daughters and your nieces and your nephews and your cousins and your uncles and your aunts, if you don't get that sin from the door, sin is going to creep in. And somebody's going to raise up against their brother. My wife's going to raise up against her husband. Husband's going to raise up against his wife. Father's going to raise up against his son. Mother's going to raise up against the daughter. Brother against brother. Sister against sister. I say sin is at the door. The problem of Genesis still exists today. Amen. And he's calling the people of God together. We got to do it together. It's prayer time. Amen. It's time for us to pray our way through. It's time for us to fast our way through. It's time for us to get in the Word and find the answer to this problem. Amen. Yeah. That we can make a difference in the world. You say that the world can't stop it. The president can't stop it. Changing the laws don't stop it. Can't nothing stop it but the Word of God. It has to be reformed by the believers of God. We got to back up and regroup. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual to the tearing down of stronghold. The problem of Genesis is a stronghold. The stronghold is getting stronger and stronger because we're becoming a faithless generation. We become faithless believers. We believe in that we can't do this. We believe in that we can't go here. We believe in we can't go there. We believe in we can't touch this person. We can't be around that person. We can't be seen with that person. We can't be seen amongst those people. Well, how can you help them if you can't go in the midst of them? The Bible says that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he was accused by the high priest. He was accused by the church. They're sitting with publicans and sinners. The Bible says that the problem of Genesis, that Jesus went right in the midst of the problem. You got to come out your four walls. You got to come out your living room. You got to come out your places that you call yourself holy in. And you got to come out and bring that holiness out. You got to get in the midst of the sinners. Because the problem is not in your living room. The problem is at the door. The Bible says that sin is creeping at the door. If you don't come up, if you don't get busy, sin gonna keep on creeping in. It's going from house to house. Just like the angel of death came over the children of Israel. Amen. When Jesus said unto the people of God, he told Moses, he said, I need you to put the blood over the doorpost. So when the death angel come through, when sin come through, when Satan come through, when the devil come through, if you don't put some blood over your door, hallelujah, the angel of death is going to come in, and the problems of Genesis is going to manifest itself. You're talking about it's going to come in, when brother going to raise up against brother, sister against sister. It's bad when a child will not honor his mother and father. Then God got to live up to his word. When God said, if you don't honor your mother and father, I'm going to cut your days off. Because he's saying his word. If you honor your mother and father, your days shall be long upon this earth. Hallelujah. I say the problem with the family is the problems of Genesis. It started in Genesis and is manifesting itself today. I come by to tell you that mercy endures forever. That's the M. If you don't apply mercy, if we don't petition God for mercy, you got to tell God. You know, sometimes you believers, you need to turn your face to God and say, God, you said in your word that mercy will endure for all generations. When we in a generation where there are problems of Genesis seem to be increasing, have mercy on our family, have mercy on our loved ones, have mercy on our sons, have mercy on our daughters. Lord, we need you to pour out a portion that I and family, we need some integrity, the integrity of your word. Order ourselves by your word, Lord. Order ourselves by your word, Lord. Order our children by your word, Lord. Order it right now, Lord. And I promise you this, the believers, if you apply these principles, because our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. If you apply this, God will give you a special portion of love. Love that never fails, love that delivers, love that sanctifies, love that sanctifies, love that changes, love that makes a difference. Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then the why, in my clothing, the why is for youth, youth vitality. What do that mean? That means that the youth, as they're coming up, they'll live to be old, they'll live to be gray-headed, they'll live to see the difference, they'll live to the next generation. They live to see their children's children, and they live to see their children's children's children. But you got to apply the principles. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, against the problems of Genesis. They shall not be performed. They shall be cut down. It shall be a change. Our family will be successful. Our family will be. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. He died on the cross. He hung his head and died. The blood and the water come streaming down for the remission of our sins, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. The problems of Genesis are at the door. Yes. It's time to close the door and stop letting it in. Hey, God, Jesus gave up his life that we could have life and have it more abundantly. We got to cast out doubt. We got to cast out worry. We got to cast out fear. Hallelujah. Yes. We got to get rid of self-righteousness. We got to get rid of self in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank God this morning for being able to be here this morning.
Yes.
Amen. On Bible Story Land this morning. Mm-hmm. We praise the Lord this morning. We give him all the glory to honor. Mm-hmm. And we believe. Amen. We believe that our hope will come forth pure. Amen. We know that the Bible says, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. That the love of God is waxing cold. Amen. We know that the word says that there's a great falling away from the church. We know what the Word of God says, but the Word of God says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
What you want to do, church? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do with your family?
Mm.
One family at a time. Mm-hmm. What you want to do with your son?
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait till you raise up against his brother or sister. Amen. Are you going to turn that plate over? Amen. Are you going to cast him before God as Hannah gave her son Samuel to God? What we going to do, church? He can't have mine. I gave my life to Christ for mine. I know the problems of Genesis. Witchcraft, bestiality, drugs, alcohol.
Yes.
Lies, cheating, stealing, incest. Come on, let's be real, church.
Mm-hmm.
Family problems. These are the problems of Genesis. That's why Noah went with his daughters. These are the problems that the family is facing. But being the head of the family, those who possess the spirit of the living God, those who profess to be holy, those who profess to be sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and fire baptized, those who say the word of God is written on their tablets of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility to deal with these problems of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
How can you run your church when you can't run your house? Mm-hmm. You got to deal with your own problems first. Then you can help with the problem of the church.
Sure.
Don't say it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done because God said in his word it can be done. Playing time is over.
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing like family.
No.
Ain't nothing like family.
I'm sure.
Jesus came for the family to deal with these family problems.
Mm-hmm.
For the Spirit of the Lord is, there'll be liberation, there'll be freedom. There'll be deliverance. There'll be healing. There'll be change. There'll be turnaround. God is still doing the same thing he did years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's still healing the issues of blood. He's still raising those from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
We got some dead children walking around here.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be resurrected back to life. Some need to be caught early, before they kill Abel. Somebody need to go to the door and crush the devil's head so he can't enter here.
Yeah, okay.
But you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to talk church? I am out of church.
Mm-hmm.
I am the church. But the Spirit of Christ lives within us. So let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Join together with someone who's stronger than you.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can fight them battles. That's what Jesus did in the parable of the oxen. He was the strong ox with the weak, with the young ox. So he could train him how to pull the load. We got some loads to pull, church. We got some loads to pull. They are the problems of Genesis. Trump can't make a difference. Scott, Governor Scott in Florida, he can't make, he can't do it. It's amazing how they can't, but we can, and we won't. Or will we? That's a question. Will we? That is the question that I ask today. And I leave you with that in Jesus' name. Father, we just bless your name today. You say your word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what you set it out to do. And it will manifest itself into the reality. So we believe that we're going to crush the devil's head. We're going to see some of these problems of Genesis in our lives, amongst our families. Because that's what's important, not the cupcakes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo, what a word, what a word. Problems of the family. That was an awesome, mighty, powerful word. I thank God for the word from you, Pastor McCray. That was a powerful word. The problems of Genesis. Problems of the family. We got to remember. Started way back in Genesis. Not a new problem. There's nothing new under the sun. So we thank God this morning where he talked about F-A-M-I-L-Y. F is for faith, A, the anointing, M for mercy, I for integrity, L for loyalty, Y for youth vitality. We got to pray. We got to stand in the gap for the problem of the family. We got to fast, turn the plate down. So I thank God that was a powerful, well-needed word. We need that word today. Our children are dying because they don't know. They're not honoring their father and their mother. Their days are being cut short. And parents are letting them, you know, not honor them. Parents are not teaching them that they got to honor them. Some parents don't even know. So we got a job to do. We got to get out there, roll up our sleeves, get in the trenches. We got to pray. We got to get out there. Where the people are. A lot of people not coming to church no more. We got to go out there where the drug dealers live, where the prostitutes live. We got to get out. We got to go out there where they are. We got to go out there where the murderers live. We got to go into prison. We got to go out there. But when we go out there, we got to make sure that our light is shining bright. We got to make sure we're covered with the blood. So I thank God for that word this morning. Pastor McCray, as usual, awesome, powerful word. I thank God for you. Well, it's salvation time on Bible Storyland. Anybody who's not saved, press 1. For God so loved the world, he gave Jesus, his only begotten son, that whosoever could be transformed by the renewing of their mind to follow Jesus will be saved. You know, we gotta make sure we're following Jesus. Sometimes we think we follow him, and then the Lord say, "Uh-oh, you slipped off the path, Carissa." So then he chastised me, and I run in his presence. Don't let us have to get to that point. You know, just go every day. Like Adam and Eve, they met with God in the cool of the garden every day. Let's meet with God every day. Where is your secret place? Where is your secret place? Is it in your yard? Is it in your kitchen? Is it in your house? Where is your secret place that you meet with God? Every day. He's looking for you. He went looking for Adam and Eve, but they were hiding. We can't hide from God. Don't you know he knew where they were? He said, "Adam, where art thou?" He already knew where he was. He already knew what Adam had done. Nothing secret from God. He knows our secret faults. He knows our presumptuous sins. He knows our errors.
Yes.
So once we get saved, we can't go back in the mud, sliding and slipping all over the place. We got to continually praise God. We got to continually praise the Lord daily.
Yes.
Every day we got to praise
Every
him.
Day.
We can't get mud slung on us.
Yes.
We got to continually praise the Lord. We got to continually call on his name. We got to say, "Abba, we need you." So we cancel that backsliding demon right now. We cancel his assignments against God's people. He tried to entangle us in sin. But I decree and declare God's people are set free today. Backsliding is a thing of the past. And Father, we repent for backsliding. Father, we repent for any way we're out of order. Anything we've done against your will, forgive us, oh God. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody got a testimony they want to share on Bible Storyland this morning? Testimony time. All right, no testimonies. Well, I want to share one. My air conditioner hadn't been working for quite some time, and we had a few little kind of, you know, warm days, and I said, oh, my God, it's going to get hot soon. I better get this air conditioning checked. So I asked a friend. She gave me the number for an air conditioning place, and the lady told me just for them to come out what the amount would be. And I said, okay. So he said $69. I said, all right. So the gentleman came out. He checked. He said, I got to go get some Freon. I'll be back. Came back with the Freon. Wouldn't work. It was still coming out. So then I said, Lord, you know I need that air conditioner fixed. Lord, you know my income. Lord, take care of it. And so the gentleman looked. He said, ma'am, he said, this is not working. Let me check this and let me check that. He said, I tell you what, call me when it starts to get hot in the spring, and I'll come back, and by then, I'll have this part for you and that part for you. And he said, today, no charge. Hallelujah. I thank God. There was no charge.
No charge.
The lady told me the amount before he came. He didn't charge me one penny. I said, thank you, Lord. I owe it all to you, Father God.
Yes.
Well, I thank the Lord that he is, you know, he helps in the time of trouble.
Yes,
he is. He's the one who solves the problem.
Yes.
So I thank God for that. Well, it's praying time on Bible Storyland. Praying time, praying time, praying time. So we got Sister Ruth on here today that can pray. I got Laurel on here. I don't know if Laurel want to pray. Laurel, if you don't want to pray, you don't have to pray, but I got you all on the off mute. Laurel, if you want to pray, say good morning, Sister G. All right, that's my precious daughter, Laurel. She's an anointed, highly favored woman of God, young woman on the battlefield for the Lord. She's in her early 30s, but she looked like she's about 15. And I tell you what, she's a great intercessor for the Lord. So we thank God for Laurel being on with us this morning. So Sister Ruth and I, we're going to pray this morning. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for, because it's prayer time this morning. We need prayer. So Sister Ruth, I'm going to ask you to begin the prayer. Pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her family, her church family. She's the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And then I'm going to pray for Jackie, her cousin. And anybody else, prayer time. State your prayer request.
This is Ludell, and for one of my dear friends passed at my church over the weekend, and I have a cousin in the hospital now. It's just that, what you would say, but I ask prayer for them and also my family and Mary Jean. I can't leave her out. And other friends that I know that are sick this morning.
Yes. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Sister G, this is Jackie. This is Jackie.
Okay.
Can we have prayer request for the Massey family that lost their brother and son, Butch Massey, Robert Massey, Butch? We call him Butch. I went to school with him in Kentucky State. He is a nice guy. He passed away. And then my husband's cousin, Mariana's brother, Jimmy, died. And So trying to toss up, and then Rev's family, you remember Rev, he passed away, the one he sang on the radio with me. Rev passed away, so pray for his son and his strength, and pray for the little girl that, my cousin's church, her daughter, she died, and it was something about that. They have her funeral today. My sister-in-law just called, so she was going to her funeral and everything, but pray for all of those families and my Purdue family, you know, that's trying to make all these different funerals and things, and we know it's the body, so pray for our traveling grace if we decide, I don't know what we're going to do, Lord. It's so much, but anyway, just pray for us. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Prairie.
Yes, Prairie. I'm going to check you as soon as the show's over for McQueen to me, but I've known that through the church he came and stayed at our church during the Katrina situation and made her home here in Houston afterwards. And since a lot of the church members adopted her into the family and helped out with her during her recovery from the hurricane and her soon afterwards, illness due to pancreatic cancer. She passed away, and her funeral is today.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Prayer request. All right. Well, Sister Ruth, if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, and then I'll pray for Jackie, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Heavenly Father, the God of heaven and earth, you know all, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you to meet Pastor Donna Hawkins at her point of need. Meet her family at their point of need, Lord God. Meet the church, Lord God, at their point of need, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask for things. So, Lord God, we pray and faith, trusting and believing, Lord God, that all their needs are met. Physical needs, spiritual needs, whatever it is, Lord God, we know that it is met by you, Lord God, because you love us, Lord God, and you want us to have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that the blessings of God will flow from the head down to the congregation, that when they enter into your sanctuary, Lord God, the presence of the Lord will greet them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know everything concerning your children. And we come before your holy presence this morning, thanking you for life, health, and strength. And Lord, I lift up your daughter, Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters. Lord, you know the family. You put the family together. You created her husband. You created her. You created the two daughters. And you put them in the same family. You birthed those girls through Jackie, Lord, and her husband. And I just thank you for what you're doing. And Lord, lots of people are leaving this earth. Lots of people are leaving this earth. And many people are going through tough times because it's hard to let go when you love somebody and you know you're not going to see them again. It's not like they went to another town or another city, but they left the earth never to be seen again in this earth. So, Father, we lift up every person who's going through bereavement in the name of Jesus, every person who lost a family member who's going through, oh, God, all hardships of losing them, whose hearts are paining because they lost a loved one, a dear one. And Lord, we lift up Jackie in the midst of all these things that are going on, the Massey family, and their son and Jimmy, her husband's cousin. And Father, you know all of these things before they take place.
Yes.
Nothing secret, nothing hidden from you. You are Almighty. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do for bereaved families. Comfort, strengthen, Nobody can do it like you. Lord, we can offer words of comfort, but your words are more comforting. Your love, when you wrap your tender arms around them, around all of us when we're going through, you said cry with those who are weeping. So we're crying out today for those who are weeping, who's shedding tears because they lost a loved one. And so, Father, we just thank you for comfort and strength for every family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for traveling mercy for Jackie as she began to travel, oh God, to different places because of different funerals. And even today, as she go to the women's ministry, go before her, go with her, Lord God. In the name, we bind the enemy who would try to come up against her in an accident, incidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. We decree and declare that she is safe everywhere she goes. So, Father, we just bless you. We thank you for Jackie and for her ministry with the senior citizens and all you're doing through her on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And Sister Ruth, if you could pray for Miss Ludell, her friends that, you know, are bereaving, and her cousin and her family, Mary Jean, and pray for Miss Ludell and her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Yeah.
Father God, we come to call on your most holy and precious name. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Ludell. We pray for the blessings of God upon her, her grandchildren, upon her cousins, Lord God, and upon this bereaved family, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you know all, Lord God, and that you're able to restore, Lord God. We know that their hearts are broken, Lord God, but you are able, Lord God, to restore that which is broken. We thank God for a God that fixes broken things. We thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, Mother Ludell is 96, Lord God, but we ask you, Lord God, to keep her mind sharp, Lord God, keep her body in perfect health, Lord God, that she can move like she did when she was 20. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray to a God that's more than able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We lift you up, Lord God. For if we lift you up, you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that the name of Jesus will be lifted up in this bereaved family, Lord God. Lord God, that the devil will not get the victory, Lord God, because this is the time when they need to cry out to God. Father God, so we ask you, Lord, to put a lifting spirit in them. Put a lifting spirit in Mother Ludell's grandkids. And her cousins, Lord God, and her, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And we know, Lord God, that when we cry unto God, you said you would answer. You would hear us, Lord God. You won't ignore our cry, but you said you would respond, Lord God, and say, here I am. So, Lord God, we thank you for a God that will answer when we call his name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we lift up Miss Ludell's friends and family, Lord. Lord, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Lord, you know every situation that they are facing. And many people, Lord God, are leaving this earth in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for Miss Ludell. And Lord, we lift up Karen this morning. Karen, I tell. The one who plays music like she spent time with you all day and all night, Lord God. And so, Father, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be with Karen, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as she go to the family today, as she go be with the family, give her words of encouragement for the family. And, Lord, we lift up those who lost family members. In the name of Jesus, the family member where she's going to attend the homegoing service, Lord. Let it be a time of rejoicing because the soldier's coming home. And so, Father, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you. And even those who lost things through the storm, but thank God they didn't lose their lives, oh God. The storms of life come. But, Lord, I thank you that they weathered the storm. But, Lord, they're still going through recovery. And, Lord, your word says we're able to recover it all to allow them to recover everything that they lost. And I thank you, Father God, for their lives, sparing all of our lives who've gone through hurricanes, going through even more than one hurricane, Lord God. But, Father, we just thank you. We praise your name. We honor you today. We honor your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone who has anything they want to add this morning before we close out? Any announcements, anything you want to add? Anything you want to say? All right. Well, let's close the time on Bible Storyland. We will not be on next week, but we'll be on the back on the 24th, which will be Children's Day. So get your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your children, and bring them on to sing Jesus Love Me, This Little Light of Mine, you know, the children's songs that they sing. The Bible, I love the Bible. You know the songs that children love to sing. So get your children, grandchildren on, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews. Get them on, come on. The Lord says, suffer little children. Come unto him. We got to bring the children for them to hear the word of God. And many of them are not going to church. So we got to bring the word to them. Oh, I thank God for each of you. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you so much. He gave Jesus, and Jesus is sitting on the Father's right hand, calling out our names, interceding for us. Thank you, Jesus. So I say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, God-filled year, and don't forget, praise the Lord.
Praise
all
God.
The time, continuously.
Yes.
The high praises of God be in your mouth. Continuous praise. Continual praise. In the name of Jesus. I love you. I'll talk to you on the 24th of March.
All right. Be blessed.
Thank you.